This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross.
My costume is green. I wear green velvet knickers, a forest green velvet smock, and a perky little hat decorated with spangles. This is my work uniform.
Today, Fresh Air does its part to perpetuate what we hope is becoming a Christmas tradition on public radio, the broadcast of David Sedaris's Santa Land Diaries. During the Christmas seasons of 1990 and 91, Sedaris worked in the epicenter of New York Christmas shopping as an elf in Macy's Santa Land. In 1992, on NPR's Morning Edition, he read excerpts of his journal chronicling his experiences as an elf named Crumpet. Few broadcasts on NPR generated as many calls. Morning Edition rebroadcast the piece last Christmas. We're going to bring you an expanded version. The Santa Land Diaries are included in David Sedaris's book Barrel Fever, a collection of essays and stories published earlier this year. Sedaris's NPR commentaries have generated movie and TV offers, but he continues to make a living cleaning houses by day and writing at night. And now Fresh Air presents David Sedaris's Santa Land Diaries.
I was in a coffee shop reading the want ads when I saw Macy's Herald Square, the largest store in the world, has big opportunities for outgoing, fun-loving people of all shapes and sizes. Working as an elf in Macy's Santa Land means being at the center of the excitement. I brought the ad home, and my roommate Rusty and I were laughing about it, and he dared me to call for an interview. So I did. The woman at Macy's asked, "Would you be interested in full-time elf or evening and weekend elf?" I said, "Full-time elf. I am a 33-year-old man applying for a job as an elf. I often see people on the streets dressed as objects and handing out leaflets. I usually avoid leaflets, but it breaks my heart to see a grown man dressed as a taco. So if there's a costume involved, I tend to not only accept the leaflet, but to accept it graciously, saying, 'Thank you so much,' and thinking, 'You poor son of a bitch.' This afternoon on Lexington Avenue, I accepted a leaflet from a man dressed as a camcorder. Hot dogs, tacos, video cameras. These things make me sad because there's no place for them, no community. They don't fit in on the streets. I figured that at least as an elf, I will have a place. I'll be in Santa's village with all the other elves. We live in a fluffy wonderland surrounded by candy canes and gingerbread shacks. It won't be quite as sad as being some big French fry out on a street corner." This afternoon, I sat in the 8th floor Santa Land office and was told, "Congratulations, Mr. Sedaris, you're an elf." In order to become an elf, I filled out 10 pages worth of forms, took a multiple-choice personality test, underwent 2 interviews, and submitted urine for a drug test. I failed my drug test. My urine had roaches and stems floating in it, but still they hired me, because I'm short. Everyone they hired is short. I am one of the taller elves. I have spent the last several days sitting in a crowded, windowless Macy's classroom undergoing the first phases of elf training. You can be an entrance elf, a water cooler elf, a bridge elf, train elf, maze elf, island elf, magic window elf, usher elf, cash register elf, or exit elf. We were given a demonstration of various positions in action, acted out by returning elves who were so on stage and goofy that it made me a little sick to my stomach. I don't know that I could look anyone in the eye and exclaim, "Oh my goodness, I think I see Santa." Or, "Can you close your eyes and make a very special Christmas wish?" Everything these elves say seems to have an exclamation point on the end of it. It makes one's mouth hurt to speak with such forced merriment. It embarrasses me to hear people talk this way. I think I'll be a low-key sort of elf. Today was elf dress rehearsal. Ivy, the woman in charge of costuming, handed out our uniforms and gave us a lecture on keeping things clean. She held up a calendar and said, "Ladies, you know what this is. Use it. I have scraped enough blood out from the crotches of elf knickers to last me the rest of my life. And don't tell me I don't wear underpants. I'm a dancer." "You're not a dancer. If you were a real dancer, you wouldn't be here. You're an elf and you're going to wear panties like an elf.
During dress rehearsal, I worked as a Santa elf for house number 2. When you work as a Santa elf, you have to go by your elf name. My elf name is Crumpet. The other elves have names like Jingle and Frosty. They take the children by the hand and squeal with forced delight. They sing and prance and behave like cartoon characters come to life. It frightens me. Today was the official opening day of Santaland, and I worked as a magic window elf, a Santa elf, and an usher elf. I was at the magic window for 15 minutes before a man approached me and said, "You look so stupid." I have to admit that he had a point, but still, I wanted to say that at least I get paid to look stupid, that he gives it away for free, but I can't say things like that because I'm supposed to be merry. So instead I said, "Thank you. Thank you." As if I had misunderstood and thought he had said, "You look terrific. Thank you." He was a brawny, wise guy, wearing a vinyl jacket and carrying a bag from the Radio Shack. I should have said, real loud, "Sorry, man, I don't date other guys." People would have turned and looked our way, and he would have curled into a little ball and died. ...22,000 people came to see Santa today, and not all of them were well-behaved. Today I witnessed fistfights and vomiting and magnificent tantrums. The back hallway was jammed with people. There was a line for Santa and a line for the women's bathroom. And one woman, after asking me 1,000 questions already, asked, "Which is the line for the women's bathroom?" And I shouted that I thought it was the line with all the women in it. And she said, "I'm going to have you fired." I had 2 people say that to me today. "I'm going to have you fired." Go ahead, be my guest. I'm wearing a green velvet costume. It doesn't get any worse than this. Who do these people think they are? "I'm going to have you fired." And I want to lean over and say, "I'm going to have you killed." This morning I got stuck at the magic window, which is really boring. I'm supposed to stand around and say, "Step on the magic star and you can see Santa." I said that for a while. And then I started saying, "Step on the magic star and you can see Cher." And people got excited. So I said, "Step on the magic star and you can see Mike Tyson." Some people in the other line, the line to sit on Santa's lap, got excited and cut through the gate so that they could stand on my magic star. Then they got angry when they looked through the magic window and saw Santa, rather than Cher or Mike Tyson. But what did they honestly expect? Is Cher so hard up for money that she would agree to stand behind a 2-way mirror at Macy's? The angry people must have said something to management, because I was taken off the magic star and sent to Elf Island, which is really boring, as all you do is stand around and act merry. This morning I worked as an exit elf, telling people in a loud voice, "This way out of Santaland!" A woman was standing at one of the cash registers, paying for her pictures while her son lay beneath her, kicking and heaving, having a tantrum. The woman said, "Riley, if you don't start behaving yourself, Santa's not going to bring you any of those toys you asked for." The child said, "He is too going to bring me toys, liar! He already told me!" The woman grabbed my arm and said, "You there, elf. Tell Riley here that if he doesn't start behaving immediately, then Santa's going to change his mind and bring him coal for Christmas." I said that Santa changed his policy and no longer traffics in coal. Instead, if you're bad, he comes to your house and steals things. I told Riley that if he didn't behave himself, Santa was going to take away his TV and all his electrical appliances and leave him in the dark. All your appliances, Riley, including the refrigerator. Your food is going to spoil and smell bad. It is going to be so cold and dark where you are. You're going to wish you never even heard the name Santa. The woman got a worried look on her face and said, "All right, that's enough." I said, "He's going to take your car and your furniture and all of your towels and blankets and leave you with nothing." The mother said, "No, that's enough. Really." Really. Two New Jersey families came today to see Santa. Two loud, ugly husbands with two wives and four children between them. The children gathered around Santa and had their pictures taken. When Santa asked the 10-year-old boy what he wanted for Christmas, his father shouted, "A woman! Get him a woman, Santa!" These men were very loud and irritating, constantly laughing and jostling one another. The two women sat on Santa's lap and had their pictures taken, and each asked Santa for a KitchenAid brand dishwasher and a decent winter coat. Then the husband sat on Santa's lap, and when asked what he wanted for Christmas, one of the men yelled, "I want a broad with big jugs!" The man's small-breasted wife crossed her arms over her chest, looked at the floor, and gritted her teeth. The man's son tried to laugh. Hi. Hello. How you doing tonight? What are you up to tonight? What are you drinking? I think I'll have whatever you're having. I could use a change. My roommate Rusty gave me these lines. I don't have any idea what to say to people in clubs and bars. I freeze up and wither away, but Rusty tells me that these lines work. Hi there. I was just standing across the room and couldn't help but notice that your glass is empty. Can I buy you a drink? I think I'll have whatever you're having. This evening I was a maze elf. Nothing is more boring than being a maze elf. Other maze elves address children and ask, "What do you want for Christmas?" But really, why should a child tell an elf? Santa is who they've come to see, and it seems pathetic for an elf to try to outshine Santa. After children have passed the dancing penguins, they don't care if they ever see another elf as long as they live. The maze is overpopulated with elves. This evening, I was stationed in the maze near the candy canes. Children would pass, bored, and I'd say, "How you doing tonight? What are you up to this evening?" "Good. I'll have whatever you're having." Terrific. I've met elves from all walks of life. The recession has hit New York very hard. Most of the other elves are show business people, but several of them had real jobs at advertising agencies and brokerage firms. Bless their hearts. These people never in their wildest dreams figured there was a velvet costume waiting in their future. They're the really bitter elves. Most of the elves are young, high school and college students. They're young and they're cute, and one of the job perks is that I get to see these people in their underpants. The overall cutest elf is a fellow from Queens named Richie. His elf name is Snowball, and he tends to ham it up with the children, sometimes tumbling down the path to Santa's house. I generally gag when elves get that cute, but Snowball is hands down adorable. You want to put him in your pocket. Yesterday, Snowball and I worked as Santa elves, and I got excited when he started saying things like, "I'd follow you to Santa's house any day, Crumpet." It made me dizzy, his flirtation. By mid-afternoon, I was running into walls. By late afternoon, Snowball had cooled down. By the end of our shift, we were in the bathroom, changing our clothes, and all of a sudden, we were surrounded by five Santas and three other elves. All of them were guys that Snowball had been flirting with. Snowball just leads elves on. Elves and Santas. Later on, we were in the elevator, and I heard him say to his friend, "I don't know what these guys all want with me. It gives me the creeps the way they stare." Snowball is playing a dangerous game. It's one thing to get a child fired up, but you really don't want to be working under a jilted Santa.
We're featuring David Sedaris' Santaland Diaries, an expanded version of a reading originally broadcast on NPR's Morning Edition. We'll have more after a break. This is Fresh Air. Back to David Sedaris' Santaland Diaries, about his adventures working as an elf in Macy's Santaland.
Out of all the Santas, two are black, and both are so light-skinned that with the beard and makeup, you'd never know they weren't white. Yesterday, a black woman got upset after having requested a Santa of color. She was sent to Will. "He's not black," the woman said. We assured the woman that yes, he was black, and the woman said, "Well, he isn't black enough." Will is a difficult Santa, moody and unpredictable. He spends a lot of time staring off into space. When a boss tells Will that we need to speed things up, Will gets defensive and says, "Listen, I'm playing a role here. Do you understand? A dramatic role that takes a great deal of preparation." I was the pointer, Ralph, this afternoon when a woman approached me and whispered, "We would like a traditional Santa. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about." I sent her to Will. Last Saturday, Snowball was the pointer, and a woman said, "Last year we had a chocolate Santa. Make sure it doesn't happen again." Snowball sent it to Will. Today, a child told Santa that he wanted his dead father back and a complete set of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Everyone loves those turtles. A child came to Santa this morning, and his mother said, "All right, Jason. All right, tell Santa what you want. Tell him what you want." Jason said, "I want Procter and Gamble to stop animal testing." The mother said, "Procter, Jason, that's Procter and Gamble. And what do they do to animals? Do they torture animals, Jason? Is that what they do?" Jason said, "Yes, they torture." He was maybe 6 years old. Tonight, a man proposed to his girlfriend in Santa House number 5. Santa asked what he wanted for Christmas, and he pulled a ring out of his pocket and said that he wanted this woman to be his wife. The photo elf got choked up and started crying. I got a new haircut, and a few people complimented me, but it didn't register. I spend all day lying to people, saying, "You look so pretty," and "Santa can't wait to visit with you. You're all he talks about. It's just not Christmas without you. You're Santa's favorite person in the entire tri-state area." Sometimes I lay it on really thick. "Aren't you the princess of Rongovia? Santa said that a beautiful princess was coming to visit him. He said she would be wearing a red dress and that she was very pretty but not stuck up or two-faced. That's you, isn't it?" I lay it on in the parents' mouth the words, "Thank you," and "Good job." To one child I said, "You're a model, aren't you?" The girl was maybe 6 years old, and she said, "Yes, I model, but I also act. I just got a second callback for Official Price commercial." The girl's mother said, "You may recognize Caitlin from the My First Sony campaign. She's pictured on the box." I said, "Yes, of course." All I do is lie, and that has made me immune to compliments. This afternoon, I was stuck being photo elf with Santa. I don't know his real name. No one does. During most days, there's a slow period when you sit around the house and talk to Santa. And most of them are nice guys, and we sit around and laugh. But Santa takes himself a bit too seriously. I asked him where he lives, Brooklyn or Manhattan, and he said, "Why, I live at the North Pole with Mrs. Claus." I asked what he does the rest of the year, and he said, "I make toys for all the children." Santa sits and waves and jingles his bell sash when no one is there. He actually recited The Night Before Christmas, and it was just the two of us in the house. No children, just us. He says, "Oh, little elf, straighten up those mantle toys for Santa." I reminded him that I have a name, Crumpet, and then I straightened up the stuffed animals. "Oh, little elf, bring Santa a throat lozenge." So I brought him a lozenge. Santa has an elaborate little act for the children. He'll talk to them and give a hearty chuckle and ring his bells, and then he asks them to name their favorite Christmas carol. Most of them say Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Santa then asks if they'll sing it for him. The children are shy and don't want to sing out loud, so Santa says, "Oh, little elf, help young Brenda here sing that favorite carol of hers." Then I have to stand there and sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which I hate. Late in the afternoon, a child said she didn't know what her favorite Christmas carol was. Santa suggested Away in a Manger. The girl agreed to it, but didn't want to sing because she didn't know the words. Santa said, "Oh, little elf, come sing away in the manger for us." It didn't seem fair that I should have to solo, so I told Santa that I didn't know the words. Santa said, "Of course you know the words. Come now, sing." So I sang it the way Billie Holiday might have sang if she'd put out a Christmas album.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head.
Santa did not allow me to finish. This evening I was sent to be a photo elf in house number 2. The camera is hidden in the fireplace, and I take the picture by pressing a button on the end of a cord. Most elves will hold up a stuffed animal over their fireplace and say, "Look at my little animal friend," and smile. Oftentimes, a parent will settle the child on Santa's lap and then start grooming. I've seen mothers pull cans of hairspray from their pocketbooks and spray the child's hair as if Santa were a false prop made out of cement. Hairspray shoots into Santa's eyes and he winces in pain. Once a child starts crying, it's all over. The parents had planned to send these pictures as cards or store them away until the child is grown and can lie, claiming to remember the experience. Tonight I saw a woman slap and shake her crying child. She yelled, "Rachel, get on that man's lap and smile or I'll give you something to cry about." Then she sat Rachel on Santa's lap and I took the picture, which supposedly means, on paper, that everything is exactly the way it's supposed to be, that everything is snowy and wonderful. It's not about the child or Santa or Christmas or anything, but the parents' idea of a world they cannot make work for them.
David Sedaris reading his Santa Land diaries. They're published in his book Barrel Fever, a collection of essays and stories. Santa Land Diaries was produced for radio by NPR's Ira Glass. David Sedaris has a new play called One Woman Shoe. It opens January 19th at La Mama in Manhattan. It's the story of a welfare program which requires all women on welfare to do a one-woman show. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.